This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley. We appreciate you being with us. Well, we're glad to have back in studio traveling Pamela Meyer. Pamela is a certified senior housing professional with Denver Home Navigators, the Keller Williams Realty here in the Denver Tech Center. And Pamela is our realtor specialist that we have here on Haystack Help and referrals for seniors as well. So, Pamela, good to see you again.
It's nice to be here.
Well, let's just take a minute and just visit your travels. Boy, you went to some cool places.
Well, we went on a trip we had postponed from 2017 and did a river cruise in Eastern Europe.
Wow.
So went to Budapest and went up to Praha, is what they call Prague. And did some stops in Austria and Germany and Bratislava, Slovakia. It was fun.
Wow. How was the food?
Food's good.
Is it?
But I was eating a lot of what was on the ship, which is excellent. But then when we'd get off during the day, we'd go find something and, you know, find local food. And
right.
So, yeah, I had great apple strudel.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Nothing like I got here.
Yeah. Well, again, Pamela has been with us for a number of years, and as I mentioned, she is a certified senior housing professional, and she does a lot of things with us on making those final moves for people and downsizing. Right-sizing is the term that we like to use, but she is an equal opportunity employer. No matter what your age, she will help you find a house, sell a house, buy a house. She'll be glad to help you. She offers a free consultation. Her number is 303-506-0106. Well, seems like this first three quarters has flown by here. So what does it look like today? And did you think it would look like this when we start doing the show in January?
Well, it was bound to happen. So my hair is not on fire, you'll notice. Part of it is, you know, I sent out a little third quarter video to my clients and said, you know, things have cooled just a little bit in August and September. But it's actually nothing more than we see a lot of times anyway, because people go back to school, vacations are over. Finally, the weather begins to change.
Right.
And so I would say overall in our Denver Metroplex, we're still in a seller's market, but we are seeing a little bit more balance in certain cities and neighborhoods. So really, if any of the listeners want to know what's happening in their neighborhood, they're better off to give me a call and let me run the numbers for their neighborhood. Because the generalization of an average of 33 days on the market in the Denver metro area doesn't help you if you're in Castle Rock and your average days on market is 88. So.
And it can differ.
Absolutely.
20, 30 miles apart.
Absolutely it does and can. Mm-hmm. And also by price bracket, you know. So, you know, a reasonable house in reasonable condition with three bedrooms, two baths in Highlands Ranch and a two-car attached garage that's under $400,000 is going to move pretty quickly because we don't have any inventory in that. So, you know, what we were really noticing, because I do, you know, I go to my Money Mondays every Monday morning and we talk about what do we see happening now, what's going on now, right this minute, now, not last month. Other than comparison, you know, how are showings? Where? What price point is that? Oh, you had that one, you know, you had seven offers on that. Wow. You know, so it's just kind of amalgamating what we see as a number of professionals. And so what we saw over the summer was an average of maybe 1,100 homes coming on the market every seven-day period. And at least 1,200 going under contract. So it was not, we were just treading water. And now we're seeing, the last couple of weeks, we've seen 1,700, 1,900 go on the market in a seven-day time frame. So people are still putting their property on the market, but the under contracts are still in that 1,200 to 1,500 range. So we are gaining a little bit in inventory, which is good news for the buyers because, you know, you have a chance to breathe.
Sure.
You can go see it and think about it for 15 minutes instead of write a contract on the hood of the car. I mean that figuratively because we kind of do them online anymore. But so the inventory is increasing. Days on market is increasing a little bit. Not overnight. We've been seeing it for a few months. Price point, location, all that factors in. Mm-hmm. And even if you're in that price point that is low, you know, you might see two or three offers, not 20.
Right.
I mean, it was hair on fire crazy. We're also anticipating a little bit of a second selling season, which we normally see. We thought it was going to show up at the end of September, but we're in October now. And, you know, I just think it's like been delayed like everything. You know, putting in your tomatoes and your plants was delayed this year.
Right.
We didn't have outdoor entertainment weather until June, you know, that kind of stuff. So there still is time to move if you're in the market to move and get into a house before the holidays, truly, if that's a priority for you.
Right. You mentioned you do things online now. I mean, when you look back at when you started and today, boy, that www thing has kind of changed the whole world, but
yes,
really a lot in your world, in the real estate world.
Well, the reason it changed it in the real estate world is that there is so much data available to the consumer that wasn't available before.
Right.
You know, we were the keeper of the data. And really, our value as professional agents at this point is all the ins and outs of putting a contract together, keeping it under contract, bulletproofing a transaction so that you actually do go to a closing table.
Right.
You know, we've talked about some of the statistics earlier in the year about, you know, during the hair on fire time, people were paying over list price, and then they had 25%. Of the deals put together were falling apart within the first 2 weeks. Whether it was they went to bed, okay, you won the deal, and they got up in the morning and thought, what the heck have we done? And they bail. Or at inspection, they were going, okay, well, I've paid $5,000 over list. Seller, I want you to do everything on the inspection report, including paint the kitchen and put in new appliances. And that's just not reasonable either.
Sure.
So, you know, pricing is pretty steady. It's flattened some, and I think that we've seen a lot more price reductions because I think people are coming into line with where the market is now, not 6 months ago or 12 months ago. And so that is not a recession, people. That is just a normal cooling. If you imagine a graph flattening, we're not going upside down, we're not like going over the roller coaster top. It's just, it had to happen. I say it's not a bad thing for a number of reasons. First of all, people still want to come here. It's not like, okay, Denver has just lost one of their important economic generators. We have not.
Right.
So that is a pretty steady stream, much to some people's dismay.
Yes.
As we were talking about traffic.
Wow. Okay.
But the cooling we had to have a little more come on the market to really alleviate some of this high stress, high pressure situation. Because appraisers were having trouble keeping up too. What justifies this new property selling for $5,000 more in 2 weeks? So, you know, we anticipate the market to chug along pretty much through 2020, although the election noise gets pretty loud.
Sure.
And for some people, that kind of makes them hang tight, you know. But interest rates are good. Our unemployment numbers, especially here in the state, are good. It all bodes well for Colorado. Slowing doesn't mean a recession, and it's okay. And buyers have a little bit more choice.
Right.
Which is nice.
Sure. Pamela Myers, our guest, DenverHomeNavigators.com is her website, and her number, 303-506-0106. As I mentioned, Pamela's glad to do a free consultation with you, whether that be by phone or in person. And, you know, maybe you're looking at spring next year. It's never too early to make that introduction, get to know Pamela, let her get to know you, let her know your needs and what your thoughts are, and then get her expertise on helping you and guiding you and coaching you through this process. Now, a lot of people might think, good night, there's no way anybody ever wants to do anything during the holidays. But that's not true. Some people do a lot during the holidays, and there are sometimes people looking because maybe they got a job change or whatever. So, I mean, the holidays can be busy.
Yes, they can. It depends, you know, because some companies have their, we want people in and ready to go for first of year. So corporate reloads, that kind of stuff, sometimes that is a factor in making that move. And so, yes, people do move during the holidays. And, you know, if it's something that you want to take advantage of, then there are specific, you know, things to do and ways to go about it. Like, if you're one of those holiday decorators that is like, you know, goes all out, we might want to scale it back a hair.
Sure.
Doesn't mean you can't decorate. People like to go in and feel like it's the holidays, but we don't want to have it up in October.
Yeah.
And we don't want to leave it up in February.
You've been in my neighborhood. There's a couple of people there. Boy, and the Halloween thing. We got one guy.
Oh, my gosh.
Real quick. Looks like a graveyard in his front yard. I mean, this guy.
We have one on our
street. Spends like 4 or 5 days setting up dead bodies, a coffin coming out of a car. I mean, everything. People hanging out of windows. I mean, does a good job, but yeah.
It's crazy.
It is crazy, absolutely. So, what do you think about, you know, that whole, just we end this segment with this way is, you mentioned all that you go through and helping people and coaching people through this, making sure the contract stays true, all that. Because you still see every once in a while that, you know, person for sale by owner, you know. But, I mean, what are just some of the pitfalls that can happen?
Well, first of all, it's not like somebody is selling their own home every year. So it's a process that generally the seller is not familiar with.
Yeah.
And without a professional agent in your court, you have only so much data to go by. And, you know, getting one of the things I do when I'm looking to help people price their property for sale, because it's their home, they get to do the pricing.
Sure.
I'm going to come with data for them, as well as, you know, here's a recommendation given on what I see. Here's your competition, and they have the new kitchen, and they have this, and they have that, and your house doesn't. Would you pay that for this?
Right.
I mean, it's just a simple question, or vice versa. Theirs isn't updated, and yours is. How, let's see, how much we can push. The other piece is coordinating showings. You know, if you're living in that house, I think you'd like to know who's coming in. And for the most part, when you list with a professional agent, we screen and make sure that the other agents who are setting up showings are licensed with the Department of Regulatory Agencies, DORA.
Right.
And so they're not coming in unaccompanied. And if you have to be there, because you're the owner, to let them in, people are not very comfortable, number one, in taking the time to express their feelings to each other or communicate like, hey, honey, do you think that would go well over there? Or I think this room would work for this. They will walk through, not say much, and leave. And being a seller, when they, if they even think to say anything negative, usually the seller has a hard time hearing some things. Just, that's just in general. It's our, I know this, and I'm a professional.
Right.
And my house is better, because I know what I've done. So there's the emotional attachment that just isn't there for the agents who are coming in bringing buyers, and ideally the seller is not home when those showings occur. And then you get to a contracting point of view, and a lot of sellers don't know what's a requirement federally, let alone on a state level, what kind of contract do you want to use? Are you both going to enlist the help of an attorney? You know, it's going to, I mean, and it's the stats for people who sell with a professional agent, I don't remember the exact number, but they actually net a higher dollar amount.
No doubt. Absolutely.
And I know people think they're going to save money because they're not going to pay that commission. Mm-hmm. But the buyer who's coming, they think they're going to take that commission off the price.
Right.
So everybody thinks they're getting it.
Sure. And real quick, we're out of time. But, I mean, Kevin Flesh, our personal injury attorney,
mm-hmm.
okay, they get a third basically of your settlement. Mm-hmm. But it is proven you get more money
oh my gosh, yes.
with an attorney. And so people think about giving up that third,
mm-mm.
but they don't see that their, you know, offer may be $15,000, but they get $80,000 through the attorney.
Right.
So when they get third, they still got double or triple
Way
what
more.
They were going to get.
Yeah.
So same deal.
Big deal.
Well, Pamela, great information and great to see you and look forward here to our future shows.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Pamela Meyer, 303-506-0106. And when you call, let her know you heard about her here on Haystack Help Radio, DenverHomeNavigators.com. We'll be right back.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. We appreciate you being with us. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. We're glad to have our good friend Alan Stack back in studio with us, Stack Optical. Alan, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great.
You know, first of all, before we get started with everything, I want to say thank you for helping Victoria, my wife, out. We were in recently, and Victoria had LASIK, I want to say, probably 10 years ago. But now, just reading, it's just been more difficult for her, and she's been doing the inexpensive reading glasses and all the things, and now those begin to not work, and then you got to keep buying those, wondering where you put them, all the different things. So finally, I said, hey, try the progressive ones like Alan made for me. You'll love them. So she came over, and you guys were great at taking time to help her find a frame, because I know my wife, she's going to look through every frame you have and then some. But you did a good, great job there. And then, you know, with these progressive lenses, and maybe we'll start with this a little bit, you need as much lens as possible because of
the... A lot of these new styles, you know, well... Actually, I take that back, because now we can pretty much do any shape. I mean, the big lenses are back, and then the skinny lenses. But when you start getting those really narrow lenses, it makes it difficult. Yes, they do make progressives that are, they call it a short corridor.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's such a small area to be able to look at a computer, being able to read with, that, you know, we need to be involved in that frame selection.
Right.
And it advises you on, you know, why you want to go this way versus that way. So you have enough area in the lens that you've got a good distance, a nice intermediate area for the computer, as well as for reading.
Sure. And then what you were able to do is, because the frame she liked, the lenses were a little bit smaller than she liked, and even for her face style, much less for the what you need there to do the progressive lens, but you just took some tape and put around the bottom of them, and gave her the shape lenses where she could kind of get an idea what they look
what
like
they're
on
gonna
her
look,
face.
Because I had to custom make them.
And then custom. And that's really the point. When we say custom glasses, this isn't just you choose a color. I mean.
Right. Yeah, she found a frame that she really liked, but the lens itself was a little bit narrow.
Right.
And in order to accommodate that progressive and make it functional for
sure.
That I enlarge the lens, you know, on the they call it the B measurement, the up and down measurement.
Yeah. So anyway, great job. And
well, thank you very much.
Not running into anything anymore and all that. So now, great time of year as well. And matter of fact, I was just in Breckenridge and boy, looking around up there, the snow that's still there, and looking at that, I'm like, wow, that is so bright. So let's talk about the sunglasses a little bit and the importance of those.
And probably what you were doing up there, a gray lens would have been great, but let's say you were golfing up there. Well, if you use that gray lens, it's going to darken those shadows. It's going to make it hard to find the ball. So in that situation, you'd want to use a brown lens. I have a great sunglass lens that I use that changes color. So it starts off as a medium brown. Then if it's really bright out there, it actually starts to darken for you. And that's a great golf lens. But I find myself using it all the time for driving.
Right. And the Stack Sports Pack is kind of what we fit these into. And where you've got the same.
That's another option, yes.
Frame.
You know, if you you decide, hey, I want to do some shooting and I want to do some golfing, maybe I want to do some biking and that type of thing. We've got this, they call it the Stack Sports Pack, where they have interchangeable lenses. So I'll make a set of lenses for this particular situation you're in, or I'll make another pair for biking, another one custom made for shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just interchange the lenses in the same frame. What's neat about that type of frame too is it's adjustable in the field.
Yep.
So, you know, you can adjust the bridge, you can adjust behind the ears if you need to tighten it up because you're going to do something real active. But if you're driving, you can loosen them up, make them more comfortable.
And here, I mean, you may change those lenses two or three times in a day.
Yeah,
I mean,
depending on what you're doing. Active guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, Alan Stack is with us. It is Stack Optical. And they are located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Very easy to get to. Convenient parking. You can't get closer to the front door unless you drive through the window, okay? I mean, really.
Don't do that.
Yeah, but you got about 20 feet maybe. I mean, very easy parking, a lot of parking, free parking. And
probably one of the biggest things that people come back have been coming to me for 40 years is, oh, man, the parking compared to my old place in Cherry Creek.
Sure.
So, no, that was one of the reasons we picked this place.
Absolutely. Another thing we want to touch on today is your eye exams. And, you know, we all get that physical, hopefully, you know, once a year. And but, man, unless something is hurting with our eyes, we kind of tend to neglect them.
Exactly. And that's why that, you know, depending on your age, if you're over 50, you know, a yearly eye exam. You know, because we can catch stuff early and get it taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just for the prescription change. You know, you say, well, I see fine. Well, there are people out there, it's like an early cataract just slowly grows. And all of a sudden you get diminished vision, but you don't realize it. Do you go in for the eye exam? It's like, oh, wow, I could see better. Well, we get rid of that cataract, you can.
Sure. Now, when they, Victoria was asking me when we got out, because they dilated her eyes
right.
for that. You don't do that with everyone. What is the... Just for education, the purpose behind that?
Typically, you want to get dilated every couple of years. You don't have to do that every year. But the dilation, you know, the doc still looks in the eye even when it's not dilated. But the dilation gives them such a larger field of that retina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure nothing's going on. So it's a good idea every couple of years to get dilated. You don't have to get dilated every time.
Right. And one thing, another thing I love about your shop is, I mean, you stay out there on the cutting edge, so to speak, in styles and frames and all the different things. And so,
I probably get about a half a dozen journals a month that I have to go through and see what, you know, latest trends and that type of thing.
And whenever you do take on a new line or something, usually your Facebook page has it. So I want to let everybody know, hey, follow you at Facebook, Stack Optical.
Yeah. We take pictures of that and we post it on Facebook. So people kind of get an idea of what we're carrying, what the new styles are.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned with computers, too. Do you normally, or sometimes, will a client need progressive, like for their normal everyday life, so to speak, out
That's
and about?
That's a really good point,
And
Scott.
Then some just specifically for sitting in front of a computer 10 hours.
There are so many different types of progressives out there that we go through and we design kind of a corridors, and what that means is to give you more of the intermediate, more of the reading, maybe less of the distance, maybe just a little bit of distance in there to walk around the office.
Mm-hmm.
But the main part of that lens is, let's say you have two or three screens that you're looking at. You know, you want to be able to see all those. You still got to point your nose at what you look at, but it's got a much larger field of view. And we make quite a few different types of computer glasses.
Right.
And then we make office glasses. We can make hobby glasses. You know, somebody who's a woodworker, he needs a lot of intermediate.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we got to look at materials because we want to have the safety aspect too.
Sure.
And, you know, all the different frames that would go along with that type of thing.
You know, another thing I want to bring up, a few minutes left here, but online sales with mm-hmm. glasses. I've got a couple of friends. I got a friend of mine in Dallas, owns a mattress store. Now, Amazon selling mattresses,
right?
And they're selling the same kind of brand name, and they're just killing them. I mean, they're retailing them what this guy's having to pay for them, you know, at cost. And so, but eyeglasses are a very difficult thing to
see,
buy.
See, it's more
online.
Of a service yeah. than it is a product. You've got to really know what you're doing when you're designing a pair of eyewear. You can't just do that online. You know, they're not sitting there talking about your lifestyle. They don't see that, hey, you've got one eye, it's a little bit higher than the other. And they don't go over all the different products and make good recommendations.
Yeah. So get
then
the
it comes
service.
To the fit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, you know. Yeah.
No, and your ladies, they're in the office because you were right. out that day. I mean, there were some things where, boy, at first, the fit, and man, she took back and tweaked something. And then Victoria said, okay, now here's one more deal. And,
right.
and I mean, in really 2.5 minutes, done.
And, right. and you can't do that on the internet.
Right. Absolutely. Get by and see Alan. Again, he's got a great team there as well. Now, if you're going to be doing something with shooting, and if you're into shooting and you want to check out the Stack Sports Pack and check into those, make sure when you call and schedule your eye exam for $69 that you let them know that you need Alan there as well, because Alan needs to be there to kind of fit you for those lenses when you're doing things with shooting. And, yes, you can bring your weapon into the store because that's the best way Alan can really check out to see how you're aiming. But please, and we stress this, make sure it's unloaded and make sure you let them know, again, that Alan needs to be there for you. It's a $69 eye exam. Once everything you need, really, contacts, the progressives we were talking about. And Alan, real quick, we'll touch on repairs.
Oh, man, yeah.
You got your own repair lab.
Exactly. So if somebody has a broken frame, you can bring it in. If I can't repair it, I can take those lenses and hand edge them into another frame.
Okay. Good deal. So get by and see Alan. Check them out on Facebook, Stack Optical. And once again, they're located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Free parking, great service. 303-321-1578. 303-321-1578. You can also follow them at Stack Optical. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
You will regret not calling the police after your accident. Take it from Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law.
It's one of those situations where you want to make sure that you're covering your own self. And we talk about harvesting the evidence yourself, getting pictures, getting recordings of things, and doing all of that. And that's important because sometimes the police get it wrong, but the majority of the time they get it right. And they're going to be trained to ask the right questions. Our public servants are there for that sort of thing, whether it's a small accident or a big accident. They're trained to get this information so that we can rely on it later.
Always call the police after an accident. Then call Kevin Flesh with Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no-obligation consultation. 303-806-8886. That's 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group, 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And welcome, everybody, to Your Health Matters. I'm Dan Muir in for Scott Whatley. And on the phone, I have Dr. Shane Stedman with Integrated Health Systems. And you can find out more about them by going to integratedhealthdenver.com. Dr. Stedman, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing, Dan?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, but I want to take a little liberty here. We can get into diet stuff here in a minute and what men should be eating, but I want to take just a second and talk about a subject that, well, Captain Kirk can describe better than anybody else.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
And that is, and it's on your website, it is menopause. If we can take just a few minutes and discuss menopause and hormones and things like that, you know, things that married men have to deal with that we were never once trained to deal with. And I'm really hoping that you've got some answers. I see it on your website that you can help out with this. So I'm hoping that we can take just a few minutes and discuss this. And, you know, I've been married for 25 years. And somewhere along the line, my wife made a transformation. And I think it's something that married couples really deal with, and it's something that most people don't want to talk about, hence why I brought up Captain Kirk, to boldly go where no man has gone before, because I think it's really important. Dr. Stedman, are there things, because there's this change that really happens within a woman, and then it changes the dynamics of a relationship. Are there things that can be done to help with this?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, very almost insightful, I think, where you're going with this topic. Because it is something that men do experience through their spouses, you know, significant others. And, you know, we definitely are not trained for this, and neither are they, you know, so I think it messes with their hormones and their brain. So it's kind of the two areas that we can actually kind of touch on. The hormones definitely mess with their brain. And I think was the fascinating part when you talk to women and most of our clinic and most healthcare clinics are kind of women driven,
okay.
You know, because I think women they tend to be more proactive in general than guys are. And I just think because that's kind of how society is, you know, guys are about walk it off and almost like the old, Monty Python where it's like, oh, it's just a flesh wound, you know, and you're like, you know, you got three stumps and a sword still.
Well, it's kind of like, the other clip I wanted to find, but I didn't have time, was Archie Bunker talking to Edith. And Edith says, well, Archie, I'm going through menopause. And he says something like, we got 30 seconds to get over this. You know, it's just real sympathetic, you know, but a lot of guys, we don't get it. We don't understand what they're going through. You know, is menopause something that takes 2 weeks, 2 years, 10 years? Who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it could take, you know, I think for menopause, the strict definition of menopause is that you don't have a menstrual cycle, you know, for 12 months. And then they say, okay, you are now labeled as menopause. But it's actually, it's that time frame, which is actually the roughest. It's and they call it perimenopause, which peri means around. So it's you're getting around that time where you're going to go into menopause. And that transition is basically you're kind of losing signals from the ovaries and the reproductive organs. You're losing that signal. So the brain is saying, well, what's going on? Like, where's the signal coming from? And then you're waiting for another system to kind of pick up the slack. And so you see these wicked changes that are taking place. And And the best analogy, if you can actually visualize with me, I actually teach on this topic to other doctors, and in my PowerPoints, I actually have a slide that perimenopause is kind of like watching the storm coming over the mountains or on the horizon. So I got the photo of this really just really pretty photo. You got the ocean, and then on the horizon, you can see there's a storm brewing,
yeah.
And that's kind of perimenopause. And then if things go well, i.e. somebody is healthy, there's no stress, you know, of the perfect life that most of us wish would kind of happen.
Oh, you mean that Facebook life that none of us have? Yeah, that one?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So if we have that, then what happens is like, so the storm kind of comes in and the storm leaves, and then there's like rainbows, you know, and everybody's like super happy. It's kind of like what we see in Colorado. You know, those storms come over the mountains and they pass at 3 o'clock and then the skies clear up for the evening.
Yeah.
If things aren't going the way that you are hoping, so what that means is you have inflammation, you have stress, you have a poor diet, your metabolic system's off, your physiology's off, and all these systems are not working, well, that storm turns into like lightning and thunder and wind and hail, and it's just a brutal hot mess. And that's what really is probably good for guys to know. This is what your spouse is going through, is just a ferocious thunderstorm with hail and lightning, you know, and they don't have control over it. You know, so that's really kind of, and this can take, you're asking me like timelines. I mean, it could take a year, two, sometimes up to five. It kind of depends on the individual and their physiology. But, you know, if they're not super healthy or very stressed, it can last a really long time. So women are going through this hormonal shift of estrogen primarily, where their estrogen levels are used to being at one level and then they drop. But kind of during this perimenopause phase, they're actually fluctuating. So you're seeing these ups and downs and ups and downs, and that ups and down just drives them crazy, because what people don't really realize, and I think especially a lot of guys who are apathetic or not really in tune, is that what's going on with their spouse or significant other is that estrogen influences serotonin. And so if your estrogen is all over the place, so is your serotonin. And if your serotonin is all over the place, that means your mood and your ability to handle stress and your emotions and your sleep are all over the place. And so
this is not a nice thing, is it? This can really drive them crazy. No.
It's gnarly. And the thing is, in the literature, if you start looking through the literature, it's like if you don't take care of it properly, or if you're not super healthy, the consequences of going through menopause can last years. And sometimes the inflammation may not go back down. And that's kind of what you see with some of these women that need to be on hormones or something else, is that it's just, you've got to take care of yourself like while you're going through the transition. Because if you're not, it's a thunderstorm that's not going to go away.
Yeah, and we're talking to Dr. Shane Steadman with Integrated Health Systems. And you can find out more by going to integratedhealthdenver.com. Dr. Steadman, so could this lead to, I mean, let's say life is stressful. So let's kind of focus in on the stress. The stress can lead to the improper diet. The stress can lead to lack of sleep. The stress can lead to nervous activity. Are those all kinds of things that can just really, for lack of a better term, really make the symptoms flare up?
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely. Because I think, so the thing with stress is that when we talk about stress, we always talk about the adrenal glands or the adrenaline system. And one of the things that the adrenal glands can do, which is awesome, so it does this for us guys, is that we can take a hormone and it'll increase this enzyme. They'll convert that hormone into estrogen. So most commonly is testosterone into estrogen. So if you have all this crazy stress, then what happens is you just kick that hormone over into estrogen. Or if your adrenals are all over the place and your stress is all over the place, then that conversion of hormones is all over the place. So that's kind of, when we talk about stress, that's what we're looking at. And I think the thing that people should remember is that there's stress that we can control and there's stress that we can't. You know, so if you lose your job, that's obviously stress that you can't. And trying to deal with that through exercise or prayer, meditation, counseling is great. But then there's stress that we can control, like what we put in our body, getting enough sleep, not worrying about the small stuff, and that could be a sometimes not. But, you know, there's things that we can control. And that's where I try to get people to focus is like, you can go for walks and you can get enough water. You can eat healthy. You can not eat inflammatory foods. You know, those are things that we can control. And even if you control the majority of this, then these things that we can't control, that, you know, we should be able to adapt and not get our butts kicked. You know, that creates all these hormonal shifts and fluctuations and a hot mess that people become.
Yeah, well, it sounds to me like if you can control the smaller things, you know, like making sure you get enough sleep, diet, staying hydrated, things like that, then when something major happens, you're not already in an elevated state where that just makes everything just really go crazy.
And that right there, you said it really well, because that's menopause. So if you can control the small things before you reach perimenopause and menopause, because that's a stressor. I mean, you just said it perfectly. If people can grasp that concept, if you can take care of yourself, you know, let's say you're 45 and you're like, you know, perimenopause is coming right around the corner pretty soon, then you need to make sure that you're eating well and taking care of yourself and exercise and meditation and reading and yoga and Pilates and going for walks and going for hikes and all these things, because menopause is a big stressor that you can't control. So you control the small things so that when that menopause time slaps you upside the head, you can weather the storm and come out on the other side with rainbows.
So does menopause affect women kind of like a midlife crisis affects men? So also, you know, because the things you're describing would also keep you in better shape. You may look better. You may feel better about yourself. So your self-esteem is higher if you can do these little things that you were mentioning. Because if you've let that go, the menopause hits, does that too add to the condition? If you're not happy with yourself, so to speak, you know, a man in his 50s will be like, oh man, you know, life's passed me by. I don't even have the right convertible. I need, you know, all this kind of stuff. So you start feeling down. Can that happen to a woman too? Cause when the menopause hits, she's probably gonna have a harder time, staying thin, or maybe she's going to have, you know, she can't sleep, these kinds of things. She looks in the mirror and she goes, I don't look as pretty as I did, you know, 5-10 years ago. Do those things add to the condition?
They definitely can. And I think on top of that, you know, when you get these brain chemistry shifts because of the hormones are shifting, and most all married men know that if your hormones shift, your brain shift. I mean, mm-hmm. if you dated a female, been married, engaged, hung out with somebody, you know that as soon as those hormones shift, so does their brain.
Yeah.
You know, so now you tack on self-esteem issues and weight issues, and mood and anxiety and how you feel and how you perceive the world, how you think the world perceives you. And yeah, all this just becomes kind of a hot mess is probably the best word, because you're like, you don't even know what's up or down. You're just, it's just messy, you know? And I think it all adds up. It's not an easy transition.
No. So let's say you're beyond the transition though, and you're still fighting things. Let's say you're in your, you know, your 50s or your mid 50s and you're just like, you know, I just got to do something about this. And as a couple, you're saying, we just, you know, we want, in a sense, you're saying we want our lives back. We want to be able to go back to doing the things we were doing, not have the mood swings, not have the, you know, the things that are attributed to this. Are there things that you can do to help?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the first things that we do when it comes to like menopause and hormones is we actually work on that adrenal system, because you have to stabilize that and you got to find out what's driving that system to be up and down. So with the adrenals, you know, obviously there's some things that people can do like deep breathing and meditation and rest and walking and, you know, stuff like that. There can also be some supplemental support. You can also look at stabilizing blood sugar, because blood sugar and your adrenal system, they kind of go hand in hand. So that's where we kind of start, because if you look through, I mean, this is kind of what I teach other docs. If you go through the literature and you kind of look at physiology, your adrenaline system plays such a major role in hormones, so that when you get into menopause, we always kind of start with the foundational stuff and say, okay, we got to make sure blood sugar is stable. We have to make sure that the adrenaline system is stable. We have to make sure that they're eating properly, which is going to go with blood sugar. And then usually we'll try to add in like fish oil. So fish oil and hormones actually are pretty well documented on how, on what they do as far as like good fat and what they do with hormone receptors. So a lot of times with menopause patients, we're actually trying to get to the foundations and get these foundation levels set, because then we'll see, okay, what's left over. So some patients, you can work on the whole foundation and everything just clears up and they think you're the greatest. And then you have another group of patients where you get all the foundations set and their symptoms are reduced dramatically, but they're not gone yet. And so those patients, and we say, okay, now we just have to do some tweaks and adjustments, you know, on the hormones, or we got to find somebody to help us make some tweaks and adjustments. And then you have that kind of that last category where you get the foundational stuff under control, but their hormones are so wacky and they're so messed up. That's where you might need some like hormonal support. So like your maybe some like estrogen or progesterone or pregnenolone or some of these other hormones to try to get that system back into balance because it's been so messed up. So that's kind of the process that we go through, is we make sure that foundation is set and then we'll see what's left over and where do we need to go, because we could just clear things up pretty quick, you know, just right from the get-go.
That sounds really good. So what does that process look like? Let's say you're a person that's just listening to the radio show and you hear Dr. Stedman, you go, okay, I'm going to go online to integratedhealthdenver.com. I'm going to set up an appointment. What happens next?
So usually my staff will set up a consultation. And so the consultation is about 30 minutes. And that 30 minutes we go over, you know, we go over all of this, you know. I mean, if the husband wants to come, that's great because he can speak into it. A lot of times they don't want them to, which is cool too. But, you know, you can say, okay, what is going on? And just trying to get a history of where do I need to go? Because some people, I need to run hormones. Some people already had hormones ran. Some people, their hormones are also impacting physiology. So sometimes, on the consultation, the goal is to determine, do we need more hormones ran? Do we need to check some like thyroid or blood sugar or cortisol, stress hormones, like, or inflammatory markers? I mean, they could be really, really inflamed. So we try to decipher, like, which way do we need to get this ball started? And then we'll schedule the exam. And our exams are definitely more thorough than just kind of going to a nutritionist or a doc and saying, hey, tweak my hormones. We actually try to look at the whole person. So we'll do our neurological assessment, because I want to make sure like people are good from that standpoint. A lot of them complain of short-term memory and mood. So we're saying, okay, is this due to like a brain issue, or is this all solely due to hormones? So that's kind of our whole exam is based on that. So we do a history. We go over like what you eat, how you eat, bed, digestion, respiration, sleep, energy, the whole nine yards. So that when we're all said and done, we have enough data to say, okay, here's what we're going to do to get started. And then we'll put a plan together to start working on probably the adrenals and blood sugar, food and inflammation and hormones.
It sounds like you're very thorough, and it sounds like you've done this a time or two. Do you find, though, sometimes at some of these initial meetings that you have to also deprogram them on things that they've either read online or some other doctor that really didn't know what they were talking about, you know, may have led them down the wrong path?
Yeah, you know, and I think that's the goal of consultations, too, you know, because there are some docs where, you know, I'm like, how can we not stick with that doctor? They're doing a great job. You know, and then there's others where I'm like, what were they doing? This doesn't make any sense. You know, and we've ran across, you know, there's some docs. I don't know. I had a patient one time at a consult that came in for hormones, and to come to find out, she was being treated by a doctor out of state, and the doctor only gave her progesterone. And I was like, well, you don't need progesterone. Your estrogen is super low. I was like, this doesn't make sense. So I called the doctor and I said, here's what I'm thinking. And the doctor, I kid you not, the doctor said, well, I don't give any of my patients estrogen because I took estrogen one time and it made me feel bad.
You're kidding. Oh,
no.
My gosh.
And I was like, really? I was like, well, that's fascinating. So I called the patient. I was like, you probably need to find a new doctor. You know, so that's part of like caring for patients is like, okay, what are you doing? Who is seeing? Why are they doing this? Does it make sense? You know, and even talking to that doc and saying, okay, can you inform me why are you doing this? You know, because, you know, we're here for the patient, but I don't know. It's fascinating what you hear out there.
Oh, yeah. And again, I think if more people knew that there was some help for this and that they could, you know, call you up and get this consultation going and all that. Is there a cost for the consultation?
Nope, our consultations are always free. So we always do a free consultation so you can get to see us, meet the staff, kind of see our process. And then we'll go over like how we work with insurance, what the cost is, all of this stuff, because we want people to know up front, okay, here's what you're getting into, so to speak. You know, just like if you went and bought a furniture set, you know, you want to know like, you know, how's financing work, how's the cost, what am I responsible for, how are you guys going to deliver, how, you know, that to me is kind of what the consultation is good for, is learning more about the process so there's no surprises.
Yeah, and that's important. That's really important. And I really like the idea too that the spouse can come along and maybe add to it, and or at least even learn more about what's going on, because this situation can really be stressful for a married couple, or like you say, you know, couple in a long-term relationship, and you go through, you know, you start off at one point, you know, like my wife and I, we've been married 25 years. Well, we're both different than we were 25 years ago, no question about it. And so, but with her and, you know, the menopause thing, she went through a big change, and now it's like, well, we want to try to find, you know, ways that we can maybe help with that. And so I think we're going to be coming in to see a doc. And we'll start this whole process. And maybe this is something we can follow on the show, too, is to see how things go.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I think that. And so I'm really excited about this. And this is something, you know, and you get a lot of different types of answers online. You know, everybody tries to be the Google doctor. Well, it just doesn't work. And when I found out, you know, that I was going to be talking to you again, I thought, man, I really want to talk to you about this. It's on your website. It's something that you're an expert in. And I thought it might be helpful to our listening audience to talk about this. So one of the things, too, that you'd mentioned that we talked about before was blood sugar, and how blood sugar can affect, you know, how you act, your moods and stuff like that, how it can really make you, I don't know, maybe moody or bloated or inflammation, stuff like that. Let's talk about how we can control that blood sugar through diet.
Yeah, I think one of the easiest things for people to think about it is fat and protein and even fiber, fat, protein, fiber, they slow down that sugar response or that sugar hit on your system. So if we were we'll be super extreme. So if we have a piece of like hard candy, you know, that is just okay, straight up sugar, or a gobstopper, a jawbreaker, right?
Yep.
Oh, those are just straight sugar. So that is just straight sugar that's just going to pound your system really fast. It spikes your sugar up. Then your body kicks in and says, whoa, where did all the sugar come from? We need to calm it down. So we're going to dump a ton of insulin into the body and shove it back down. Well, you know, usually by the time it shoves it back down, people are like, oh, I feel like crap again, so I need some more sugar. So they end up on this crazy sugar roller coaster. Now, the other extreme is we can get into like, let's say like this big salad with avocados and olive oil and things like that. If you had that with a little, you know, with some, we'll say there's strawberries all over, you had strawberries and blueberries on the side.
Okay.
Well, the sugar from the strawberries and the blueberries would hit your system much slower because you have the fat and protein. We'll say it's a big Cobb salad with like hard-boiled eggs and avocado and chicken and salad and tomatoes, right? Great salad. So that fiber, fat, and protein is going to slow down that sugar response. And so now your blood sugar is going to rise and it's going to fall in about 2 to 2.5 hours, which is way different than the jawbreaker, which is going to probably come up and down in about an hour.
Yeah, well, one of the things, I don't know if you taught me this or somebody else taught me this, but like I love milkshakes. Probably one of the worst things for you, but I love them. But I think it was you that told me that if I had protein just before I had the milkshake, that I wouldn't have the swing that you would normally have by just, you know, grabbing the milkshake and downing it.
Yeah, that was probably me. So technically, yes. So if we put the salad and the jawbreaker together,
okay,
then the fiber, the fat, and the protein from the salad would probably slow down somewhat. I don't know how fast or what, but it would probably slow down somewhat that sugar hit. You know, so it's always important to make sure you have fat, fiber, and protein with all your big meals, so breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that gives you that nice up and the nice down of a blood sugar instead of a milkshake, which is going to be up, down, up, down, up, down.
Up, down, up, down. Yeah. So I love them. But so you know, you're kind of like not preaching the conventional wisdom. The conventional wisdom out there is that you don't need a much of fat or protein, that we're all just supposed to eat, you know, lettuce.
Yeah, you know, and I think you kind of have that. There's still that group that they call like fat phobic, you know, where fat are bad, fat's bad, fat's bad. But that's not always the truth, because you do have different types of fats, and you have good fats and trans fats and bad fats. I mean, fish oil is a fat, you know. It's like, it's funny, whenever we order a box of fish oil, I'm like, holy cow, I can't believe I just spent $200 on fat. You know, fish oil is oil. It's a fat. Avocado is a fat, you know. So there are really good fats that our body utilizes that for brain function, for hormones, for receptor sites. You've got to have fat in your diet. So just being totally fat phobic is not the best thing. Now, if you're going to mow down bacon every single day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that's not the good fat we're talking about. Or if you're going to just, you know, eat French fries every day, that's, you know, in oil that it can be a trans fat, that's going to hurt you over time. You know, so there's good fats and bad fats, and I think that's where we need to be better as a medical community, to educate the public that there are good and bad, and not just, it seems like everybody just, the pendulum swings constantly, which is a little bit ridiculous.
Well, especially with me, because I could be that guy that would eat a pound of bacon every morning. Love that stuff.
Yeah, and there was a diet that came out in the late 90s, you know, and I mean, so everybody kind of took that diet to mean, oh, I can just go pound bacon every day, and there was people doing that, and you're like, wait a minute, like I love the fact that you just went to the fat side, but, you know, like, let's pick healthier fats, like nuts and seeds and oils and olive oil and avocado and coconut oil and, you know, all these cool things that are good for you.
Very good. Well, hey, Doc, I really want to thank you for switching gears with me today and talking about the menopause and the hormones and all that kind of stuff. Really, really appreciate you. And I hope we can do this again soon.
Yeah, sounds great. Thanks, Dan.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Stedman. Okay, Dan Mueller in for Scott Watley. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters right here on Haystack Help Radio. Stay tuned to KLZ 560.
Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.